Welcome to Classical Music Spotlight and a feature interview with composer Kenneth Fuchs about his new album Point of Tranquility. I love it when America's finest composers write for wind band, but I also think it only makes sense. Many, many people in the United States play in wind band, everything from school and college bands to community and professional bands, so when you write music for wind band, you are writing music that hundreds of thousands of people might play. And of course, there are the people in the U.S. military bands who are about as good as it gets. The opening music to this podcast was from Discover the Wild Overture. Here's a bit more with the United States Coast Guard Band, conducted by Adam Williamson. That was music by Ken Fuchs, who is my guest in this podcast. Ken, thank you so much for taking the time to chat. Let's begin at the beginning. How did you start writing band music?
My first influence was playing in high school band. I flute and piccolo were my principal instruments. And I was so lucky to have a wonderful band director, very supportive. His name is Bentley Schellehammer. He encouraged me to compose original music for our band. I started working on a piece by myself, and I told him that I was starting to compose something along the lines of a work that we were playing in the band that I liked. And the names of the instruments and their ranges on a piece of music paper for me said that that's the first thing about composing for wind instruments. And then the next thing he said was probably the most important thing in my life as a composer. He said, I will play everything that you write. And he did. I wish more orchestra conductors would say that to me. It's something I say to my students at the University of Connecticut all the time, where I teach composition. The most important thing that you can do is find players for the piece you just wrote and have them play for you so you can understand, you know, are the creative choices that you made, are they really the ones that you wanted? Does the music sound like you want it to sound? And is the music idiomatic? That's one of the, certainly the most important thing that a composer has to learn is writing idiomatically for each of the instruments.
Thank you.
That was from Rush, Concerto for Alto Saxophone and Wind Band with soloist Greg Case and guest conductor Jeffrey Renshaw. College or university often play an important part in developing band musicians and composers. So Ken, what was it like when you went to college or university?
I really was ready to take on Bachelor of Music study in composition, and the composition faculty at the University of Miami at the time, this was in the mid-70s, included two of the most significant band composers of the mid-20th century, Alfred Reed and Clifton Williams. Also, the conductor of an ensemble, if you can believe this, was Frederick Fennell. And after Frederick Fennell retired from the Eastman School of Music, where he had founded the Eastman Wind Ensemble, he went for 2 years or three to be the associate conductor of the Milwaukee Symphony. And from there, the new visionary dean of the University of Miami School of Music, William F. Lee, hired Fennell to come and build the Wind Ensemble program at the University of Miami. So as an undergraduate, I had two of the greatest composers for band music talking to me about composition and writing for band. And I played piccolo for 4 years under Fennell's baton in the Wind Ensemble. And of course, we played standard repertoire that he had recorded for Mercury Records in the 50s with the Eastman Wind Ensemble. It was truly a remarkable 4 years of learning how to be a composer, and specifically learning how to write for band.
This is not just a recording full of wonderful music, it's also a wonderfully played album. How was it to make a recording with the United States Coast Guard Band?
A dream come true. When I first pitched the idea of recording an album of my music for Naxos, they were very interested, but they said, we can't do it right now. Adam Williamson had just become the commander of the band. And, you know, they just had a lot of things to deal with. So 2 years went by before they were able to undertake the project. And then over the course of 3 years, they performed and recorded each of the pieces. I'm so proud of this recording because, first, they play the music so beautifully. And second, you know, this is really made in Connecticut. Of course, the band is located in Connecticut, and even the cover artwork is by a wonderful artist, Preston Trombley, who is now a very successful visual artist.
Thank you.
That was from United Artists Fanfare Overture. Ken, two of the works in this album were inspired by paintings, Point of Tranquility by Morris Lewis, and the very famous Andrew Wyeth painting, Christina's World. How do you find musical inspiration from a painting, especially an abstract work like Point of Tranquility?
It is a bit of a mysterious process, but I think that suggests a musical shape to me, a musical form, because of course, music is obviously an abstract language, but I think it's the move, what the shapes suggest to me, the emotion that they evoke in me. And I think then it's also the same, as I said, for Wyeth's painting, which is such a beautifully emotional image. So I think once it's, you know, after the contact with the paintings, then I think it's my own emotional response that suggests the musical utterance. All of the music in this podcast was written by Ken Fuchs, who is my interview guest today and who is composition professor at the University of Connecticut. Ken, for all of those who are not lucky enough to study with you in person, what advice would you give them about writing music for band? I think if you're going to write for band, it's essential. I would say this about any ensemble or combination of instruments, but band is very unique because, of course, it doesn't have string instruments except for maybe one string bass as part of the instrumentation. So you really have to not only understand and learn about all of the instruments in symphonic band, but to study repertoire to see how composers have solved the challenge of writing lyrical music for instruments where basically the players, you know, have two lips and two lungs and they can't play forever. So it's not like having a string instrument where sustained pitch is part of the instrument's constructed. I mean, sustained pitch is part of being a wind player or a brass player, but it's just different. Once your air runs out, your breath runs out, you have to take a breath. And that's part of, you know, learning how to write for band. Thank you.
That was from Point of Tranquility, the title piece on a new album of wind band music by composer Kenneth Fuchs. You've been listening to music from that album with the United States Coast Guard Band and saxophone soloist Greg Case under the direction of Jeffrey Renshaw and Adam Williamson. The album includes, among other pieces, three different overtures, two pieces inspired by paintings, and a wonderful concerto for alto saxophone and wind band titled Rush, all on this one Naxos album, catalog number 8.573567. That's all for this podcast. My thanks to Ken for taking the time to talk, and to you for taking the time to listen. To go out, here's the ending of Forever Free Fanfare Overture. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.